Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE have the EV Ready program. It offers $50 in bill credit for your home EV charging setup. Find out more about that and all things electric at driveev.com. We're going to be talking about today Rutherford County Paws. Joining us here this morning, Sebastian Jordan and Braylon Norris. Glad to have all of you here. You said Chuck like Norris like Chuck Norris. Are you related at all?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. So, okay. Do you know all the Chuck Norris jokes or anything like that? Or
Not too many, actually.
Okay, well.
That might have been a little before your time. I think it hit right before.
I've seen some Chuck Norris things, but a long time ago.
Okay.
A long time ago.
When you're a child in diapers, I get it. Yeah. We're old. Well, good to have you both here today. Rutherford County Paws. Sebastian, for those who maybe are unaware of what Rutherford County Paws is and what you do, maybe remind us about that.
So we are the Rutherford County Pet Adoption and Welfare Services. We are animal control for all of Rutherford County, and we adopt out pets. You know, we do animal safety. We go out, pick up strays. We take animal surrenders if people find pets or can't take care of their pets anymore, and then we make them available to adoption or work with rescues to get them into homes.
Yeah. You know, I'm because the station has such a Facebook following, we're a part of a lot of these Facebook groups and things of that nature, and you see a lot of lost pets on there and that kind of thing. But also, you know, I have this adorable puppy, you know, came up to the house. I don't know where it belongs, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So is that where you all can help in those things?
Yeah, it is. So, okay. You know, you find a stray pet, you give us a call, and we'll schedule an appointment to bring that pet in to, you know, try to find if it has a microchip. If it does, we can find the owner. That's always super easy, best case scenario. Otherwise, we hold on to it and try to find who it belongs to. And if no one ever comes forward, we make them adoptable.
So, and you actually have a scanner now.
That we do.
In the lobby?
Outside.
Is it outside?
Yeah, we added it right outside of our front entrance. So even when we're not open, anyone can stop by and scan pets for microchips.
Those are usually somewhere around the shoulder blade area?
Usually, right? Yeah. We recommend, there's instructions on the inside of it. We recommend kind of scanning slowly all over just to make sure, but usually it is kind of between the shoulder blades.
Well, that would be an awesome way. Now, what happens to, I mean, does it display the data there or?
Yeah, it has a little screen on it and it'll show you the microchip number, and then you'll call the company that has that microchip registered to them, and they can follow up with information about the owner.
Okay. And there are just a handful of companies that do that, I guess, right? So, well, awesome. That reminds me to also, it's always a good idea to make sure that if you've moved, you have a new phone number, all of that information. I mean, the microchip is a good idea, but if it has bad information, it does no good, right?
Yep. You got to stay on top of that and make sure when you move or change your phone number, reach out and get that updated with the microchip company.
And I'm sure maybe if it's been 6 or 7 years, you have no idea where that paperwork is, know anything about it. I guess just a quick scan will tell you who you need to contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Very good. So just thought we'd give you some helpful tips there. You had between our last interview and today, you have had the Empty the Shelters event. How did that go?
It went great. Yeah, it's been super busy. We ran that for the last 2 weeks. It just ended yesterday. So for anyone that doesn't know that, I know we've talked about this, I think, 4 times now, but it's a quarterly event by Bissell Pet Foundation, and they sponsor adoption fees for shelters all over the country and do a lot of press and, you know, advocate for animal adoption. So we actually had 22 adoptions this time, and we had some good long-term resident adoptions. So it's been great.
Awesome. Well, good. Yeah. Good to hear that. And we're talking dogs, cats, and even some additional animals.
Just dogs and cats this time. Yeah.
So we still have chickens and turtles?
Not at the moment. We haven't had any weird animals in a while. I think last time we talked was the last time we had the chickens in there.
Okay. So are they easy to adopt, chickens? I don't know how that
works.
There's
certain people that want them, you know, if you have a farm or you want to raise chickens. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I didn't, but
you see less of them because you don't usually think of, you know, chickens roaming around stray and then people don't pick them up, but yeah, we do get them occasionally. Yeah,
it's so what I know dogs and cats are probably, or they are, one and two on the shelter list. Mm-hmm. What is the third most frequent or fourth? Do you have any idea?
I think rabbits would be.
Rabbits. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Rabbits. So
other kind of small critters are a little less common.
Yeah. They typically don't have very long lives. I think the smaller ones don't.
No, not usually. Less than dogs and cats for sure.
And getting away. How do you catch a stray rabbit, too? I don't know. Anyway, just lots of thoughts going through the brain here this morning. So, empty the shelters. It's every quarter, so I guess you'll have one sometime this summer then, right?
Yeah, we will have another. We're waiting to hear the exact dates, but yeah, we will post about that when it starts to come up.
And pretty much what that means is all adoption fees are waived, right?
Yep, we waive the adoption fees, and we do free microchipping. Usually, the microchipping is a $15 fee, and people can come in and do that. We have walk-ins for that Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But yeah, the microchip, we include that when we do empty the shelters as well.
Now, when you say you do that for $15, is that for anyone if they want to come in and do the microchipping?
Yep, absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have your animal microchipped, you know, that'd be a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Do you microchip cats much or?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You know, they get out and roam
they
as
do
much
roam.
As dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if that happened very much. Well, we've got Sebastian Jordan and Braylon Norris joining us here today. We want to introduce you to someone pretty special at the shelter as well. And if you're watching on our Big G TV channel, we're going to pull up some video here so you can see the cutest little Lena, right?
Mm-hmm.
10-year-old. Tell us about, I guess, your longest resident right now.
I think she is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about Lena?
Yeah. So I always walk Lena with my new volunteers because she is just the sweetest dog. She's very gentle, and she's very treat motivated. So we've been working on a lot of tricks. They say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but Lena has proven everybody wrong with that. We taught her sit, of course, lay down, spin, and jump. And we keep trying to find more ways to teach her tricks because she's so smart and she loves her treats. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. So what about you, Sebastian?
She is very, very sweet. She's 10 years old. She has alopecia, we think. So her skin looks a little splotted. And, you know, some people find that off-putting. We think she is adorable. She enjoys wearing clothing. We give her all kinds of outfits. Our volunteers have brought outfits for her, and she loves wearing the shirts.
She really works it. Mm-hmm. She loves to wear.
I saw, and this is her in a cute little outfit there.
Yeah, she's a really good sport, and she's very gentle and calm. She just wants a home to go, you know, sleep and get attention.
And rolling the grass.
Mm-hmm. I saw.
She loves to do that.
Apparently so.
Yeah, every time she's outside, we take her out. That's the first thing she does. She plops on her back and just rolls and rolls. She's so cute.
So, has been spayed, all negative heartworm, all up to date on the vaccines, and she needs a home.
Mm-hmm. She's good with other dogs. She's met male and female dogs, and she does fine with them.
So now what type of dog is she, do you think?
We think she's a pit bull mix.
Look like kind of maybe a mix of so just a wonderful, gentle dog, laid back, you say?
Yeah, very laid back.
So could be a great family dog for someone out there.
Yeah.
So what would they need to do, potential adopters?
Just come on by the shelter. If they have pets currently, we would need to see proof of rabies vaccinations for those pets that are in the home. If they have dogs, we ask them to bring the dog for a meet and greet with Lena just to make sure, you know, we don't have any incompatibility issues. We do that with any dog. We also ask for children under 18 to come to the shelter to meet, and that's about it. We verify the property to make sure you're allowed to have pets of that size or breed or whatever if it's an apartment. If you own your home, we'll check that, and obviously you don't have to meet those requirements. But
sure.
Yeah.
So you can go to rutherfordcountytn.gov/adoption to view adoption requirements that we just spoke about there mm-hmm. as well, and see all of the available pets, including Miss Lena. And there's a number, a letter, you know, it's mm-hmm. A263984. That's how you identify who she
yeah,
is, right?
That's just the animal ID, because after a certain point, you know, we get 20 to 60 animals coming through the shelter a day. Names repeat a lot.
Yeah.
We actually, I think we still have two Freds, but they renamed one Freddy.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Fred and Freddy. I like that. So, so check it out. Let's find Lena a good home out mm-hmm. there. Sebastian Jordan and Braylon Norris joining us here today. You've got a lot of information, Braylon, to share with us about volunteer opportunities, right?
Yeah. So the last time I was on air, I had just started at PAWS. So I'm about 3 months in now to the job, and it's been really awesome. I've been working on developing the volunteer program and our foster program, and I'm really happy to share that in April alone, we had over 200 volunteer hours, which is the most that we have ever recorded at PAWS in 1 month, which is really cool. We had tons of like Girl Scout groups, clubs, company outings, and then just individual people coming in, doing orientation and getting into the shelter. So it's been really exciting and really cool to see more people there to help the animals. And in terms of our foster program, though, we've gained one new foster in the past month, but that is something that I'm still working really hard towards, because we're always in need of more fosters. We really don't have a lot right now. Our program's very small, and so we're working on it, but we haven't had any new applicants since the beginning of April. So, you know, I think many people are worried about the time commitment or maybe getting attached.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that worry. But taking care of like neonatal kittens or puppies is very rewarding and fulfilling. They grow more quickly than you imagine, and it's really cool to see like what stages they go through, and you don't expect how easy they are to care for, because, you know, it is a lot of dedication of like spending time with them and feeding them, but, you know, they're just like human babies in the beginning. They just sleep, and then when they wake up, they cry, you feed them, and then they go back to sleep.
Yeah, pretty easy, right?
Yeah, so they're really easy to take care of, especially when they're so small. And yes, you may fall in love with them, but if you're able to get over the, oh, let's send them to a loving home, you know, you can have the mindset of like, oh, I got to help that animal become somebody's forever family. So
would they just need to contact you if interested in maybe volunteering or fostering?
Yeah, we have a link on our website to mm-hmm. both of the applications. So if you look on there, you'll be able to find it.
Okay, very good. And 615-898-7740 is the number, Rutherford County PAWS. And just go to the rutherfordcountytn.gov website. You can find PAWS there as well. And lots of great information there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And that is our show for today.